Toastmasters. That was in chiropractic school. A friend made me do it. I didn't want to. He's like, you need to grow. And I'm like, I don't want to. I'm good here. So I would sweat all day. I would be sick to my stomach. And I wasn't even the one speaking. I was the person holding up the, like, you have 1 minute left. You have, oh, wow. You're out of time.
Welcome to the Voices of Freedom podcast, where we sit down with the voices behind the scenes at Freedom 95. And now your host, Jeremy Butel.
Now, thanks for listening. In 2013, Dr. Leanne Schluter made her Freedom 95 debut with Maximize Your Life. Here we are almost 7 years later. She's still going strong with the radio show. She's active in the community. Her Greenwood Family Chiropractic practice is growing and thriving. She's doing philanthropic work. She went to the Olympics to adjust Team USA athletes in 2016. And today, she sits down with the Voices of Freedom podcast. Hope you enjoy. Okay, in the interest of full disclosure, I have had a front row seat for your radio career from the start. You have been on the Freedom 95 airwaves for, we did the five-year anniversary.
I started with just advertisements.
That's like right.
Just commercials. And that was, I think, the beginning of 2013. And I started my show a couple months later. So it was actually the end of 2012 or beginning of 2013, because I think it was like right around my birthday weekend, which was in March of 2013.
It was March, yeah, I know that. There are some people who have studied communications who have been in our industry who still cannot put on a compelling one-hour show, not mentioning names. How did you know? I know you'd done some public speaking, and that's kind of part of the gig. That's part of your gig built in, whether you asked for it or not. But how did you know you could come and do a radio show? And we were talking before we started recording about faking it till you make it. And I think we all have to do that at different points in our life. Was that intimidating for you? I think of Dave Ramsey's phrase, leaving the cave, killing something and dragging it home. And now knowing you as long as I have, looking back at that point in your career, that's about all you were doing. Moving to a new city, starting a business, guerrilla marketing at the mall, starting a radio show. How did you know that you could do any of it, and particularly radio?
So I feel like that's two questions, right? I mean, there's probably a couple in there, but
several.
Honestly, like, how did I know I could do it? I didn't. I put my faith in God and said, hey, like, there are people out there that need to know what I know. And the information that we have and we can share with them is not only going to transform their lives, but their families' lives. Like, it's going to change an entire history of a family, you know? And so moving here, there were a lot of, like, little nuances. So, like, I've never really shared this with a lot of people, but, like, oddly enough, God has always spoke to me through rainbows. Like, I know, it sounds kind of crazy. But when my parents were getting divorced, every day for 6 straight days, I saw a rainbow. Wow. And finally, by like day 5, I'm like, oh my goodness. Yeah. It's like something's going on. And then when I was walking on the beach, getting ready to marry my husband, like, I was there getting my marriage license. You know, in my mind, I'm like, God, is this? Because we had like just met. I was like, am I supposed to be? There was a rainbow. And I cried and I told my husband, and he was like, I thought you cried because of the rainbow. I didn't cry because you didn't think you wanted to marry me. Whoops. And then, you know, and I was going down through some trials and tribulations, rainbows. The day that I moved here, as I pulled into the apartment complex, I saw a rainbow. And I was like, okay, all right, we're doing this. So really, I've just put my faith in that. You know, you have to put in the work, but I knew that God would help open up doors. And so I did. I did just tons of work. Radio, I never really wanted to do. But that being said, I mean, I never wanted to do public speaking either.
Yeah.
But it's just one where, again, I was talking to a pastor more recently, Pastor Aaron Chambers, and he's written books. He speaks globally, like, just an amazing, amazing pastor. And I was listening to him speak. It was one of the trainings that I was at. He led part of it as well. And he said, I have just the biggest speaking anxiety you could ever imagine, but I'm not going to let the devil sneak in there and not allow me to share things that need to be shared. And so it's just been one that now the more that I do it, the more comfortable I am. You know, I used to listen. I still do listen often because you hear things that, you know, in the beginning when I had started, there were a lot of filler words that are obnoxious. I would say literally in a non-literal scenario.
Oh, that's a no-no.
It's so obnoxious.
If only you had a producer who was looking out for you.
Gosh. You know, and I was like, this is annoying more than anything. You know, it's just terrible. So it was throughout time and listening and having that, you know, again, going through and I did Toastmasters, which again, that was in chiropractic school. A friend made me do it. I didn't want to. He's like, you need to grow. And I'm like, I don't want to. I'm good here. Like, so I would sweat all day. I would be sick to my stomach. And I wasn't even the one speaking. I was the person holding up the, like, you have 1 minute left. You have, you're out of time. That was the person. I had like, no, I wasn't actually speaking. So, but that's how you get through it. Nice. You just, the time that you grow the most is when you're outside of your comfort zone. And now as an adult, I realize that no one's going to force me outside of my comfort zone. Except for me. And I'm not going to grow unless I'm outside my comfort zone. So every time now I've made a commitment to the most, I would say probably 85% of the time. If someone asks me to do something and it makes me uncomfortable, I'm going to do it.
Oh, wow. It's a good way to live your life. That's a hard way to live your life. If we rewind, let's say, I don't know, 12 years, pre-chiropractic school, Leanne, and you fast forward, and it's 2019 in the future, and you have moved to a different state, you have gotten married, you have two small boys, you have a small business that's thriving, and you're a local radio star. Would that have been far-fetched? Were you always ambitious? Did you, Dave Ramsey says he only hires rock stars. Did you have that rock star mentality, or was that something you had to grow into as life came at you?
Now I'll set vision boards, right? But before it was more like a less physical, like, here's my vision board, right? Before then it was like, here's what I envision my life to be. Does that make sense?
I think so, yeah.
Like now I physically, like you can cut it out. Like, here's my vision board. Like I want this and I want this. And it's like a physical, tangible board where before, so I guess the answer is yes. Because literally the day I married my husband, we were out on the beach. We did a sunrise ceremony, so we had the afternoon to spend together, and we were out on the beach, and I looked at him, I said, we're 1 year from today, so when we've been married for 1 year, what do you want to see for our financial life, for our spiritual life, for our, you know, our work life, our family life, like, what do you see that as, you know, and that's always been in practice with setting goals and envisioning where we're going to be at, so it's always one where failure wasn't an option, but it's one too with like fighting for, you know, if you've been married, you realize like you have to fight for your marriage, you know, in all scenarios. Like, so it's just one, you have to fight for your business, you have to fight for your time, you have to, it's just this constant fight, but it's putting your blinders on to say, here's where my focus is and here's what my intent is and here's what I'm going to accomplish. So yeah, I mean, maybe not like I'm going to have a radio show, but that was always a desire of mine. So when they asked, it was like, well, yeah, kind of. I want to do it. I didn't know that I wanted to do it. I kind of didn't want to do it because it made me uncomfortable. But yes. So yes, but just maybe in a different way.
I'm a big believer in the power of story. That's why I want to do these podcasts and have people in to kind of peel back the curtain a little bit. I think as I listen to your narrative, I hear that the passion leads the way. So the passion is the focus, changing lives, you keep that in your sights, and then everything else is necessary. So maybe you didn't have big dreams of being a radio star, but it was a clear avenue to helping change lives. And so whereas many people may have said, well, I don't know how to be on the radio, maybe I'm going to stink, maybe I'm not going to be as good as so-and-so, or maybe that's something I'm going to do after I've been in practice for 10 years. And I feel more like an expert. Maybe that stuff ran through your mind. But as I listened to your story, your end goal was your end goal, and radio was just another avenue to get to that point. Here you are in the Maximize Living Network, going out and making major presentations to how many other doctors?
Yeah, there's 40 at the last one.
That's lofty stuff in my world. But I feel like, and tell me if I'm wrong, that because your passion, your end goal is in your sights, that's your focus, then the other things just kind of fall in line.
Yeah, I think it's easy to, for me, I'm like, it's easy. And when I say it's easy, that doesn't mean it's not work. It's easy because that focus is right there. You know, you hear the testimonies that come on and you're alongside of people as their life changes. And, you know, I'm a believer. And so I 100%, when you read the Bible, it's like, this is not yours. This body is not yours. Your life has a purpose. You know, we have a book that's called Winning My Race. And it's like, what's your purpose here? And I've realized now, getting a little bit older, that when I see these people who have midlife crises, I'm like, you don't know what your potential is. Mm. You don't know what your purpose is here. And it's like, if I die tomorrow, like, I know my purpose was looking at, like, that child never had to go through just the heartache that I did have to as a kid, like being sick all of the times. So you didn't have to have tubes put in your ears. You didn't have, like, hi, you know, that scoliosis that would have fused together 10 years ago didn't. And now you have mobility and you can, like, I had a woman who came in who was like bawling because she could ride her horses again. And it's like, you know, that's not a lot to some people, but that is life to her. That is her life. That is her livelihood. And when you see that, just educating people, you know, I'm just a facilitator. I don't do anything. We facilitate the body's ability to heal, and it gives that to them. And it's like, that makes what you do easy. So then it's like, okay, so who else needs to know that mission? Like, who else needs to know that message? Like, who else? And then it's like, great. So maybe that's a mom's talk where it's like, here's some ways that you can naturally boost immune systems, right? I'm doing a mom's talk here in a couple of weeks. So moms of preschoolers.
Yeah.
And it's like, here's natural ways to boost the immune system. So you're less likely to get ill, which is less likely to be an antibiotic, which those antibiotics then damage the gut flora. That gut flora now leads to leaky gut, which in 10 years, that leaky gut is going to be food allergies. Those food allergies, it's going to be an autoimmune, right? Like, what, from a MOPS talk, right? Like, that's what I see it. So I'm like, hi, like, who, you're in a great, your small group, your coworkers, like, where can I go to speak now? Because you need to know that message. Your coworkers need to know this message. Oh, they're gone another day because of migraines. Like, you know what that life is like to not have to miss family parties and spend time with your family because you're not struggling with a migraine? Like, it's that little piece of the big picture of things that it's just like, wow. So it just, that makes it a little bit easier. But yeah, then it's work to get out to be like, hi, where's your mop? Like, who do you know? Like, how can I help? Like, where can we go?
Speaking with Dr. Leanne Schluter of Greenwood Family Chiropractic on the Voices of Freedom podcast. So if I'm going to do some quick math here, you are on every weekend on Freedom 95 for an hour. If you've been doing it 7 years and there are 52 weeks in a year, we'll say that you've done around 370 maybe hours of radio. But today we're going a little bit off script. So if you want to hear Dr. Leanne, the chiropractic expert, tune in to Freedom 95, 9 o'clock Saturday mornings, 8 o'clock Sunday night, or freedom95.us/podcasts and find recent episodes there. You mentioned that you are a believer. One day last fall when I was helping with a radio technical kind of thing, I came in before adjusting hours and I walked in on the staff praying. You were leading the staff together in prayer. And I don't,
oh yeah, in our office.
I don't. Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't think you were putting on a show because you knew I was coming. So
that'd be quite the show.
So I want to
quick. Jeremy's coming. Let's pray.
I don't know if this is a tricky question or not, but leading a business as a believer, knowing that you can't force your faith on anybody, what's that been like to live out your faith in front of your staff and your patients? And kind of letting your actions and your beliefs do the talking.
Oh, yeah. It's so easy. It's so easy. Because here's what, you know, you're not going to walk in and we're not going to, like, bless you on the head and knock you down.
There's no anointing oil.
No. And, like, for some people, like, if they, that's what they want to do, like, that's And the cool part is that that's what you get to do. That's something that's great about where we live, is that you have the ability to do what you want to do. That being said, before every shift in the office, we look over the schedule. We see what patients' needs are, who we can support best when they come in that day, if there's, you know, a reexamination or, but then we pray. We pray for our patients. We pray in general. We'll play Christian music in the office, you know, so you might hear some Christian music when you came in. And, you know, that's just, I tried playing 90s music. I just don't. Yeah. I don't know. I just can't get down with it as much, you know, but it's one that we have people who are non-believers. They have atheists in the office. And, you know, quite candidly, I had an atheist who told me one day, and she said, you know, your Christian music makes me uncomfortable. And I said, I'm from the south side of Chicago, so country music makes me uncomfortable, but typically I shop faster and leave.
Boom.
You know, like, sorry, it makes you uncomfortable, but I'm not going to change my music because it makes you uncomfortable. Like I said, I don't really like country. So, you know, to each their own, and it's an opinion. And maybe this office just isn't the best fit for you. But, like, you can believe that God gave you the most amazing healing power. You can believe you have the most amazing healing power, but it's what happens, you know? And so that's just kind of the direction where it's like, you have the most amazing healing power. You can believe that you got it, you bought it. You earned it. You evolved with it. God gave it to you. But, like, you have that innate healing potential. And so that's kind of where we meet in the middle. But when you walk in, like, we've prayed for you before you came in. And you're going to hear Christian music.
I can vouch that you don't like country. Sometimes sometimes I'll do a dealer's choice rejoin music. And one time I picked a song that was not a country artist. It was a Christian artist. And you stopped, made a face, and said, "Is this country?" I'm like, "No, but I can promise you that's never played again."
Just not my jam.
Okay. Going to try to move this along. There's a lot to cover, but at Christmas time, there is a tree in your office. That is not controversial to me, but what sits atop the tree is the wrong colored baseball hat. So Dr. Leanne and I can unite our hearts around the Chicago Bears and the Chicago Blackhawks. I don't know where you stand on the Bulls.
I haven't watched a Bulls game since Rodman.
Yeah, yeah.
Kukoc.
Those were the days. I love that you just named two players from that era without mentioning MJ. That's awesome.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's part of it, really. Yeah.
He's a very small part. Yeah.
Scottie Pippen.
But when baseball season comes, that's where we part ways. So there is the wrong Chicago baseball hat atop your tree at Christmas time. It's the White Sox hat. What does that particular hat mean to you on a bigger picture level?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. That originally started because we put a tree in the office, and I think I had just opened. So we were like struggling. I don't have money for star. And someone's like, "You need something to the top of your tree." And I said, "Yeah, fine, here." So I put a White Sox hat on, which was my husband's. And at that time, he was also deployed. And so why that was such a big deal is because we met in that hat. So we were in North Carolina. I was doing advanced training in an office in Wilmington, North Carolina, and walked into a burrito shop, the Flaming Amy's Burrito Barn. And I was like, "Ooh, he looks handsome. Also, he's got a White Sox hat on." And in North Carolina, you don't see that often. And when you do see it, I've seen people with it. And I would be like, "Oh my gosh, are you from Chicago?" And they're like, "No, I saw a rapper wear it."
Exactly.
So I just changed my question to be more aggressive and would say, "Why are you wearing a White Sox hat?" And people would say, "A rapper." I'm like, "Cool, move on." So I asked him, I said, "Hey, why are you wearing a White Sox hat?" And he said, "Oh, I'm from Chicago." I said, "Me too." And we struck up a conversation. And we said, "We should watch a White Sox game together." It's like, that sounds like a good idea. So we waited for our food. We were both taking it to go. And as we were leaving, I was like waiting. And I waited a little bit longer. I waited some more. And I'm like, "Oh my gosh." I finally was like, "Hey, are you going to get my number?" And he was like, "Oh yeah, yeah, uh-huh."
Did you know he was single?
I mean, he didn't have a ring on his finger.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where... And it was cute. He didn't have a ring on his finger. So, yeah. And that's, so that has been, our White Sox hat has been the tree topper in the office now for the last 8 years.
I can acknowledge it's a beautiful story. But go Cubs. Was he on the Marine track already at that point, or was that something he discovered later?
Oh, no, he was in it. He had had, when I met him, he had had three tours already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he had Ramadi, Fallujah, which are both Iraq, very, very bad tours. Very, very bad. No person should ever have to see that stuff. And then he had a MEU, which was like overseas. And then when we had met, he was going through special operations training to see if he could be in MARSOC, which is Marine Special Operation Command. So they're considered raiders. So you've got like Navy SEALs, you have Army Green Beret. So he's like a Marine raider. So it's special forces or operations. They don't call them special forces. I learned special operations.
He's a bad dude.
And then, yeah. So then after we've met, since we've been together, he's had three additional tours. So six total.
You guys are kind of the power couple of Greenwood. But I mean, you guys are.
You want to hear, you want to hear some of the things because we're both such like high driver people.
Kind of what I was getting at, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Arguments are pretty interesting.
Yeah. I won't dig any further than that, except for you guys are, the unity is apparent, and I'm not here to judge other marriages, but the unity is apparent, even though sometimes he's not here, and you're out every day changing the world in your own way, and he's out changing the world in his own way, and then sometimes he comes home, and all is well for a while. The shirt you were wearing last time he came home.
Our love is deployment strong.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that, I can tell you're just so intentional about keeping it real, whether he's here or whether he's not.
Yeah. Also, he hates those shirts. So he was like, I don't want his last, I threw him a surprise party the last time he had come home. And he was like, please don't ever do that again. So I said, fine. I said, we're going to have a barbecue. It's not a homecoming party,
right.
Barbecue.
Yeah.
So the name of it was, this is not a homecoming party, barbecue. And I have a shirt that says, I love and the heart is an American flag, my Marine. And he hates it. So I wore it all day.
Oh, wow.
So part of me is because I love and want to support him. And then the other part of me is like, I just love a little bit more that he's like, his eye roll was just, it was very loud.
But deep down, he probably likes it.
Oh, I think so.
Real deep down.
He doesn't hate it enough to be like, can you please take it off?
Right. So you have two small boys, and I know that one time recently we were talking before he had come home. You were saying, I don't know what it's like to be the family unit with the two kids and the mom and dad together.
Yeah.
So I know you've been looking forward to that. I don't know if you want to get into this, but he's going into police work now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's so I had our second son while he was deployed. So that was not our timing. That was God's timing.
Sure.
Well, there's got to be a purpose for this child. So he was able to come home for 2 weeks after he was born and then went back out. He was 8.5 months old before Bryce got to see him, and he only could see him for 2 weeks. So that was rough. So yeah. I mommed by myself. I had an 18-month-old and a newborn. And so now he's back. He had gone through the police academy already. So now he's just getting back into training. So now that's a whole new dynamic because he's home, but he's been home for a little bit and kind of that interim, like post-deployment. And now he's getting back into it. So it's figuring out a dynamic of like, I mean, it's really nice for me that he's home all the time right now because I've been able to get a lot of workouts in.
Yeah.
A lot of workouts outside of the home because I can't. I tried grad workouts and, you know, you just have two kids that are like, Mom, snack. Snack, mom, snack. You're just like, oh, you just need to eat a snack.
Which is probably something green and holistic.
Yeah, I mean, it's like organic applesauce, Lara bars. He thinks Lara bars are the best thing ever.
Speaking with Dr. Leanne Schluter for a few more minutes here on the Voices of Freedom podcast on Freedom 95. Peeling back the curtain a little bit, some stories maybe that you don't get to hear on Saturday mornings on her show, which is Maximize Your Life. Archive at freedom95.us/podcasts. We were talking again recently. I believe it was a show that I had hosted with you on your show with special guest Dr. Leanne Schluter. And you had said you were raised in faith, had been away a little while, And then despite that, God led you to your life in chiropractic in a bit of a unconventional way. So I know you already kind of shared this story on your show, but I want to see if you can retell it again, Cliff Notes version, under the God was directing me, whether I knew it or not. And I found something that I was, yes, extremely passionate about. You weren't aiming for that mark, but here you are, however many years later, not that many years later, completely obsessed with what you do, obsessed with changing the world, obsessed with health and changing family trees. I don't want to say you stumbled into that, but you got there in a little bit of a roundabout way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, I never really had any desire to be a chiropractor. But I drove past Davenport. I was in the Quad Cities. I went to Augustana in undergrad. Then I would drive past Davenport, and I was like, oh, these boys are cute. My major was pre-medicine and biology, so I had a really great knowledge and background. My GPA was great. You know, like, I wanted to go to med school. Just didn't feel right to me. So I applied, and my mom said, do you want to be a chiropractor? I said, well, I don't know. I don't want to be a chiropractor. But also, I was like, plus note, if I find a husband,
yeah,
I wouldn't be mad about that. It's a lot of good-looking guys. Yeah. And so I just started. And then I was like 2 years in and realizing, like, I'm pretty far deep in this to get out now. Like, and then just in kind of just surrounding myself with people who are like-minded with Max Living, to really find more of that. I want to be the solution to a problem, not a Band-Aid. Like, I don't want to be the chiropractor who has, like, lightning bolts shooting out of someone's back and, like, okay, great. Like, you know, like, great. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you had a guy who walked in. It was two Tuesdays ago, and I saw him get out of the car, and I asked the team, I'm like, do we know who that is? And he looks like he's coming here. And they're like, no. And he was, like, bent over and, like, limping. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So he came in, and he said, are you open? And we were doing team training. I said, well, we are now for you. Absolutely. And got him adjusted. And, you know, like, I saw him a week later, and I literally didn't recognize him because he was standing up straight.
Wow.
Like, it was crazy. Yeah. So, I mean, we do when we help with pain.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he also has a ton of degeneration. So I can adjust. But unless you start working on helping correct the degenerative process, it's going to come back. It's going to come back worse for longer, you know. So it's just, you found more of a passion in it.
Yeah. Your heart for people is a parent in different ways as well. You said earlier that you're trying to get to the point where you don't say no if it forces you out of your comfort zone, but you're also an encourager. You've been a great asset to Freedom 95, not just having your shows on the weekends or commercials on the weekdays, but also kind of being an ambassador for us, a spokesperson. On a personal level, you have spoken encouraging words at varying points in my life and my trials. That seems to come easy for you, because my guess is you don't separate that. You don't separate, okay, this is my professional career where I help people, and then this is my personal. You kind of live to help, encourage, give life to people.
Oh, yeah. If you look into, like, my practice, my friends, you know, I don't have family out here, but I've, like, adopted family. Like, mm-hmm. they're all patients, you know. Like, when we say, hey, here's what we do, like, when you look at what we do from, like, a barbecue perspective, like, our, you know, our barbecues are different. So, like, we have homemade guacamole, yeah, and, like, you know, we use organic cheese and grass-fed meat, and, like, that's nitro-free hot dogs. Like, this is what we do. It's just our life. So it's not like now I'm out of the office. And not to say I don't ever have, like, a big bottle of wine every now and again, or, like, you know, we'll take the kids out for ice cream, but it's like a treat. It's not an everyday thing. So it's not like we live congruently with what we teach. Like, I get adjusted, and my kids have both been adjusted since birth. Mm. And my husband came in yesterday to get adjusted. You know, like, we live and we take supplements, and my kids get those supplements. And, you know, like, I exercise the same way we teach people, the high intensity interval training, you know, like, we live congruently with that. You can't lead somewhere that you've never been. And that's, yeah, can't lead somewhere. I can't say take your supplements, but I don't do it. I can't say work out and I don't do it. I can't say get adjusted and I don't do it.
And I have never once heard you condemn anybody for where they are at in their journey. One of your phrases is good, better, best. I've never once heard you condemn somebody for where they are on the good, better, best scale. Mm-mm. So I have my coffee this morning, and I'm making the transition to almond milk creamer. Well, that's probably not my end goal.
Yeah.
but you're not going to condemn me. But on the other hand, there is built-in accountability from knowing you and from receiving the education that I do receive by knowing you and being in your office. So there's that accountability, but you're never going to make it where I don't want to see you again.
That's good. That's good to know.
I think that's there's a touch involved in that. There's some finesse there. I don't know if that comes easily for you, but just your presence in people's lives is that a positive influence, and your emphasis on education is so powerful. And ultimately, we're responsible for our own education. And we're responsible for our own health. And these are things that I have learned and am still learning just from knowing you. So I don't want to talk business. I don't want to talk politics. But of some interest to the Freedom 95 audience specifically, and this is something you would never get into on your show, and you can hit the table and stop me if you need to right now, but as a small business owner, and when I say small, your business is thriving and growing. But I think that's the term for it.
Yeah.
How much do you follow the economy? How much do you follow the political realm? How much difference do you believe in your office that a president or any politician can make in your life and directly affect your business?
I don't really know if this is the answer that you want to hear, because I have a radio show on a political talk station. But there are things in my life that I can speak incredibly educated about, and politics is not one of them at all. Because here's what, like, I honestly, like, I truly, and this might make me just a very ignorant American and ignorant human, but like, I have to kind of separate myself from a lot of that stuff.
Sure.
And so I still vote, and I will educate myself about what, you know, presidential candidate aligns most with the visions that I desire. So I will still vote. But like, if you were to ask me now, midterm, right, like in between, like, what do you think about the new and upcoming, like, I don't know, I know Bernie Sanders wants to forgive all student loans. And a lot of that I know because I listen to Dave Ramsey.
I was going to say, I know you listen because I get texts, even if our weatherman's away for a week. I get texts from you.
Yeah, so. I'm like, oh, hey, sounds like you're the new weatherman. So I do. I listen. But I take it with a grain of salt and realize that a presidential candidate is not going to make or break my business.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. I still have to do what I have to do on the ground level. And I'll do my part as, you know, having the freedom to be able to, and the right to be able to vote. Like, what a great honor that is. And I will, like I said, I'll educate myself. But, like, my husband was trying to talk to me about something political, about something. And I was like, blank stare, deer in headlights. Yeah. And he goes, okay, I'm done. I was like, okay, I think I just needed to be a sounding board for him. So it's just one, like, the climate of it and what it's like, I always hope for the best. I hope people make the best choices. You know, it's just that being said, like, I feel like, and you'll get this, like, you only have so much energy and brain power to dedicate to something.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so that's, I've got in that realm, I have my husband, I have my kids, I have my practice, I have my faith. I have, you know, like, I do a lot of reading. By reading, I listen to Audibles. I don't have time to read. I have two small kids, sure. Right? Like, but I can listen to Audibles and like those, that's what I want to surround my time so I can make the best me, and I will go out there and I will vote, but I'm not going to like throw myself on the ground and cry if whoever I voted for doesn't get elected, right? I'm not going to rejoice and put all these things. Like, you'll never see a political post on social media for me. Like, it's just, it's not my wheelhouse, you know?
You're clearly a savvy businesswoman. So I know that you're just choosing not to get into the weeds of the day-to-day, which I bet we could all benefit from that a little bit. Okay, I said I wasn't going to talk business, although to know you is to talk some chiropractic and some health.
Yeah.
So for somebody who maybe hasn't heard your show, what are three household changes you can make today? I'm going to guess these. Drink half your body weight in ounces of water a day. Take vitamin D every day and use coconut oil a bunch. How close am I?
I like it. Close.
Yeah.
First one, we get adjusted.
Well, okay.
Come on. Come on. Your body can't utilize any of that nutrients if it doesn't have a proper nerve supply to get to it.
What a fail. Apologies.
Choose what you love in life and do more of that.
Hmm. Wait, say that again.
Choose what you love to do in life and do more of that. I was reading a book by Dave Asprey. It's called Game Changers. And one of the things that I kind of worked with other chiropractors are, and he said there's three buckets. There's one bucket of things that you loathe and despise doing. There's a bucket of things that are necessary that you don't mind doing. And there's a bucket of things that you love. And respectively, those buckets should be 0, 10, and 90.
Hmm.
And so that's where in life I've realized, hey, it's short, right? Super cliche. But I'm going to do things in life that I love doing. And so find what you love to do in life and do more of that.
That's strong.
Mm-hmm. Get adjusted.
Yeah.
And just make better nutritional changes.
Okay.
People know what's right and wrong.
We'll save my three for a different show.
You're not wrong. Yours just fall like in three subcategories of make better nutritional choices.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're very right. I appreciate your time. I hope that we have many, many, many more years with you on our airwaves. Like I said before, you've been a great ambassador for Freedom 95. I hope that we have been a blessing in your life as well. Thank you for the joy and the energy you bring to our airwaves. I know that ultimately, like I said before, your emphasis on education is everything. Well, I'll give you the parting words for the Freedom 95 listener, but I know you believe so strongly in taking ownership of your own education and your own health. Mm-hmm. What would be your parting words?
The education is a small component of empowerment, right? When you educate, you feel empowered to make those better decisions, and you can't make empowered decisions uneducated. So the more that you educate yourself in any regards allows you to make better decisions, and it changes the outcome of your life. And my choice for that education is health, you know? So educate yourself so you can become more empowered in any regards of your life.
Go Cubs. Thanks for coming on. Much appreciated.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Voices of Freedom podcast on Freedom 95. For an audio archive, visit the podcast tab at freedom95.us.